Yes, we are live. Awesome. Hello. How is everyone doing? I, as always, hope you're having an amazing day. This is Heather, and this is the Back to Me podcast Wednesday edition. And in the Wednesday edition, it is quick and simple. It is something quick for you to take away with you. It is something that maybe can help you in some way now or in the future. It's all good, but something for you to help lighten up your day or lighten up your load or give you something new to think about. How would that be? That would be awesome. And the topic this week, it was I was listening to something and they were talking about how there's was a philosopher, I think that he was, who made a comment at one point how many people sleepwalk through their entire lives. And of course, when some statement like that comes out and hits me in the head, I have to have a pause and think, wow, is that, am I doing that? How does that work? And I start, my curious self goes a little crazy and starts my deep dive into it. But also, if you think about it, Friday, in a couple of short days, we will be halfway through 2022. I had to pause. It's 2022, right? Yes. We're going to be halfway through the year. And it's gone for me really quickly. And when someone says, are you sleepwalking through your life? And I realize I'm halfway through the year, I do the, oh my gosh, it is halfway through the year. What have I done for the last 6 months? Now, I work at being objectively observing what's happened with the intention of maybe noticing something that if it wasn't what I planned to do, what could I have done differently? What would help me make the next 6 months more what I intended? Or if it turned out the way you intended, rock on with your awesome self. And that's amazing. And you're probably doing the things you need to do. So when I think about that idea of sleepwalking through my life or your life is, am I each day deciding what it is that's important and what I'm going to work on instead of the get up, do this, do this, do this, do this, and not pay any attention to what I'm doing. And this can happen often if you are doing something like someone's phoning me right in the middle of my podcast. Virginia, I love you. I'll call you later. It's coming up on my phone. Of course, because it is real life. So instead of sleepwalking through your life, make sure that you, it's okay to be consistent. In fact, I would say consistency is one of the keys to be successful, but consistency with the intention behind. What is that consistency for? So if my intention is to grow my business, because as you know, maybe you don't know, as you maybe know or don't know, I am a coach and my intention is to grow my business to help more people. So to do that consistently, I need to do the things to support me in my to be my best self so that I can do the things to make my business healthier and to be able to help more people. Obviously the podcast is called Back to Me because I try to follow those that intention as well. Take care of myself so I can uplift other people. But if I found myself every day going to social media and scrolling, scrolling, it's like you're in a trance. And a hypnotherapist actually told me that that is kind of a trance-like state where you're just scrolling, 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 and you suddenly realize time has gone by. I'm just coming to mind of the episode I did on The Sims, right? You lose track of time. Time seems to be a big topic for me these days, doesn't it? What's that? What is that message that the universe is sending me? Is this a message for someone else that they, maybe all of you, need to work on where you're spending your time? Or maybe it's for me, or maybe it's for all of us, because time is passing. So do you have a habitual pattern that is not, I want to give you something to take away with this, right? So being consistent is important. Being consistent intentionally is more important. So if I consistently every day spend a couple hours on Facebook, that's not really the greatest for my what I want to achieve or how I want to spend my time. When I get to the end of my life, I'm not going to say, gosh, really, wish I'd spent more time scrolling social media. I'm probably going to say, I wish I hadn't spent so much time scrolling and I had spent more time doing A, B, fill in the blank, right? So the first step to decide something, to decide to make something different, is to realize that you want something different, right? So an awareness of what your habitual pattern is. And that first step is the one of the biggest steps. So that first step can help you on your way. Recognize when you're doing something that you want to change. And that's something that I actually help people with, is what is your habitual pattern? Is it serving you? Is it not serving you? Do you want to change it? And then we figure out how to interrupt it, like right, hopefully right before it starts. But in the beginning, you know, a pattern interrupt, to like interrupt that habitual pattern and choose a new way to be. And then slowly starting to make that your new norm so that you don't sleepwalk through your life. You don't want to end up 40 years down the road and wonder where the time flew by to, and wonder if you did what you wanted to do, if there was something that you were hoping to achieve during that time in your life. Well, now that time is gone. Why? What kept you from doing that thing? We do get in our own way a lot. We do get in our own way a lot. And it takes a bit of fortitude of will to be able to recognize, to get that awareness, to recognize that we are blocking ourselves. And then once you get that awareness, the next thing is to decide to change it. And then the next thing, there's three steps, is to do the thing you need to do, to take that first step to changing it. So awareness that you're doing it, hopefully in the moment. Awareness, deciding to change it, and then taking some steps. Obviously, it's not going to be instant. It's not going to be a, oh my gosh, now everything's great and I do everything perfectly, because as real life just happened a minute ago when someone phoned me, real life, right? Real life is going to keep coming in and try and giving you a little knock to the side and knock this way. But you just keep bringing yourself back. Keep bringing yourself back to this new pattern that you want. And obviously, I mean, I have my own coach, because I have my patterns. I have things that I do that I'm working on tweaking, adjusting, making even better. Keeping myself on track, keeping myself accountable. Sometimes it's hard to be accountable to yourself. So until I exercise that accountability muscle more to myself, flex those accountability muscles, I've put things in place, people in place to help keep me accountable to me. And yes, over time, perhaps I will be, you know, a superpower. Well, I already am a superpower. And so are you, by the way. But even all the superheroes needed superhero best friends, right? So it's okay that you don't have to do it all alone. That's my No Person is an Island episode. I can't remember what episode that was. You'll have to go back to it. But today I just wanted to give you a little bit of a wake-up call, a permission slip to change the trajectory that you're taking for this year, if you want to. It always has to come from you. And then you put in the supports to help you get it, right? So my friend, that's my thought for this Wednesday, Ooh, tune in on Friday. Speaking of changing your mindset, Friday is, I'm just going to call him Drasko because I don't think I would butcher his last name, but he is a coach who talks to coaches about how to up level their mind. But even if you're not a coach, have a listen, because there are things, there are nuggets in there of, you know, human behavior and what we, how we can sabotage ourselves and maybe how we can work around that. So check that out. And of course, if you are listening to the podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, any of those platforms, I would give you giant hearts. Well, I'll give you giant hearts anyway, you know that. But giant hearts if you give us a little review over there so that we can get some visibility and send more love into the world. And I do appreciate you tuning in, my friend, in whatever platform you are tuning in on. I'd be interested to know. Send me a DM. What platform is your favorite platform to listen on? This is Heather. This is the Back to Me podcast. This is you getting out of your own way. Wake up, my friend. Don't stop pressing snooze on your life. Let's go. Let's get you doing the things that you want to achieve in this life. Take care. Peace. See you again next week, my friends. Take care.